siyanibingelela nonke bazalwane nikhona namhlanje nenilalele ngemsakazo indawo ngendawo nabangakwazi ukufika abalalele ngenxa mhlawumbe ungaphinde.
We greet all of you, brethren, you who are here with us, you who are listening in other means, and those that couldn't be here with us but are listening to us.
Abanye bethu abashumayelayo mhlawumbe nizobona ikhwaya ingaphelele bahambile koshunyayelwe emagantshini.
And those who preach have gone out to the different branches, you'll see the choir there will also be less.
Abanye futhi bahambile baye endaweni ethile ngomsebenzi futhi wenkosi.
And there are those that have also gone to other places through doing the Lord's work.
Singakakwenzi konke nizocela ke sithandaze.
Before we continue, shall we pray?
Our Heavenly
Father, we invite you to be among us. May we experience your
presence. Lord, it
would be in vain if you are not with us. So that is why we invite you to be with us and speak to us through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Ka kushuthike kuchukuthike namhlanje ke kukhona futhi abazoxoxa besixoxele ukuthi bahambe kanjani laba kade beye khona.
And today there will be those that will share with us how it went there where they had been.
Kushuthike bayazazi ke bona sesobona sebeza la phambili bese mabeqedile soko bese sicela ikhwaya isiculele.
And they know who they are, and after they have spoken, the choir will sing for us.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngaleli thuba. Ithimba la kuphukela eMalawi impela sakhuphuka singazi ukuthi sohlangabezana nani nokuthi sizo tholisimo ukuthi sinjani.
We are so grateful for the opportunity that the team could go there to Malawi at the branch of the mission. We knew not what we would meet up with, but we thank the Lord for the opportunity.
So we arrived safely through the Lord's help and were taken to the mission.
Sihambe kahle inkosi yasithwala saze safika khona egatsheni.
On our way arriving there, we noticed that it is a very poor area where people are dependent on that maybe which they just grow in their gardens, in their fields.
Sesifikile khona sabona ukuthi kuyindawo impela abantu abanakho okuningi impela bayahlupheka abantu babheke nje kulokho abakwazi ukukhulisa emasimini abo engadini zabo.
And you could just see that the people, one could see that they are in need. You don't find people who are very well fed and stature, but everyone exists through the means that he finds.
Ngisho nje nabantu mabuka uyabona indlela abayiyona banokuswela nje impela abanakho okuningi impela nje izidingo uyabona ukuthi sikhona isidingo abanaso yilona lo ngokuhlukana kwabo.
But we found the people, they were very friendly, greeting, smiling, waving everywhere where we went.
Kodwa sibatholile abantu indlela abayiyona njalo banoncumo bathokozile noma ikuphi la kade siya khona.
Then when we got to the mission, we went to open the new church that was built there, and also just to open the mission as such officially.
bese ke sasifika khona emishini sesivula khona yona imishini igatsha leli nendlu yokukhonza impela nje ngokomthetho.
Everyone who knew us and even those who didn't know us greeted us with great joy.
Bonga basaziyo napo abangasaziyo basithokozela besibingelela besamukela ngokuthokoza okukhulu.
And we went dependent on the Lord, seeking to be led and guided by him.
Siye khona ngokwethembela enkosini futhi silokho sinxusa sifuna ukuba inkosi kube yiyona esiholayo.
So we arrived on Saturday afternoon, and the next day we had the service with the opening of the church.
Sifike ngomgqibelo ntambama bese ngesonto ekseni kuba yikhona ukuba kwazi ukuba nenkonzo yokuvula indlu yokukhonza.
And our brother Gideon Jacobs had invited many different people to be present.
Ubaba wethu, ubaba womgidioni, ubememile abantu abaningi ukuba bafike kule nkonzo.
So we were also so delighted to see that there were government officials, there were local leaders from the Makosi to the Ndunas and all the assistants.
Futhi nathi sathokoza kakhulu sesibona bonke abafikile abamenyiwe ikhulu ikahulumeni zikhona nazo kanye nabendawo amakhosi nenduna zendawo bezikhona phakathi.
It was even the advisor to the president who was a Christian himself, and we hear that the president is a Christian.
Bese futhi naye ocebisa upresident wakhona umongameli wakhona naye ube khona esizwile ukuthi naye ngumkristu kanye futhi nomongameli wakhona ezweni naye ngumkristu futhi.
So they were very excited, very friendly to see us and to be at the mission.
Bebethokoze kakhulu ukusibona nokuthi bafike nabo babekhona egatsheni emission.
And even the building contractor and his team, they were perhaps 20, 25 people that had built the church, they were present as well.
Kanye futhi nalaba kade besiza besakha indlu yokukhonza ishi inani labo amashumi amabili nanhlanu nabo bebekhona futhi.
So the church takes about 1,000 chairs.
Indlu yokukhonza yakwazi ukuthatha cishe umumo wabantu abayinkulungwane.
So when they spoke, they really were so thankful for the work that was done at the mission.
Uma sebekhuluma babonga kakhulu abantu bebonga umsebenzi owenziwayo khona emishini.
They said, we can see by the way the mission has progressed, that the mission is there to help them, to benefit the community.
Besho bethi ngokuqhubeka kwayo imishini sebebonile ukuba ubukhona bayo imishini ikhona ukuba abantu basizakale.
And I think it was the district commissioner, when he spoke, they were also very appreciative of the work that was done there and immediately said, this type of work needs to expand, and please continue even with opening other stations in the country.
Commissioner wesizinda sakhona wakhuluma naye emangalesho ethi lenhlobo yomsebenzi ofana nalona uyintokozo enkulu ebonga futhi ethi siyacela ukuba niqhubeke bazalwane nanokuthi futhi nivule futhi namanye amagatsha kwezinye indawo khona la izweni.
So the people had been very dedicated over the last years in establishing the mission there.
Bese futhi abantu abakhona emishini bazinikele yonke leminyaka bezinikele ukuqhubeka komsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
So there are those people that have come from South Africa, originally from Virginia, who started their work there.
Bakhona abazalwane bethu abanye abasuka khona la eVirginia abebesuka khona abakhona le manje eMalawi beqhubeka nomsebenzi khona.
And then there were also young people, some orphans, some just growing up with their grandmothers. They were now on staying there on the mission and helping in the everyday task that needs to be done.
Bekukhona futhi nabantu abasha bebekhona abanye babo intandane ezinye zazo zikhulela nje phakathi endaweni eduze nemishini kodwa sezihlala phakathi emishini manje sezithola usizo khona.
On the same side, the shall we say the young women also and girls really devoting themselves, they also few of them also staying on the mission.
Bese futhi kukhona namantombazane amancana khona nawo afika ahlala khona emishini athola usizo khona emishini.
They were overwhelmed with joy to see the whole team.
Awu bekuyisimanga esikhulu kuphuphuma kibona isimanga sokubona ukufika kwalo ithimba elifikile nomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
So what a joy it was to go up as a team.
Bekuyinjabulo enkulu ukuba sikwazi ukuhamba njengeteam.
And looking unto the Lord to help us according to what the needs were of the old and the young.
Sikwazi ukuba sibuke enkosini njalo sincike enkosini njalo ukubuka izidingo zabantu abancane nabadala.
Not that we say this is my work, but being conscious in first place, this is God's work.
Ungabuki ngeso lokuthi umsebenzi wami lokhu kodwa ukubona ukuthi lo umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
And the first service then, Baba Dube spoke about building on the foundation.
Inkonzo yokuqala ubaba wethu babudube wakhuluma ngendaba yokwakha esisekelweni.
As the word says, Paul says there's no other foundation that can be laid except the one which is Jesus Christ, and each one should be careful as how he builds on that foundation.
Njengoba lishizwe lenkosi ukuba isekelwa sikho esinye esibekiwe ngaphandle kwenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu ileyo nalo owakhayo kumele abe nesiqiniseko sokuthi abheke ukuthi wakha kanjani phezu kwaso lesi sekelo.
And also relating to them how Reverend Stegen had built a foundation here amongst the people, a foundation of purity, of devotion to the Lord, and everyone naming the name of the Lord should depart from all iniquity.
Ebaxoxela futhi ubaba ukuba la ekhaya ubaba umfundisi wasibeka isisekelo sikaNkulunkulu isisekelo sobungcwele ukuba ilo nalo olibizayo nje ukulibiza igama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu kumele ehlukane nabo bonke ububi.
And this is the power of the gospel that reaches hearts. If you bring the gospel in purity and in authority, that hearts are touched, young and old just came. And they made right with the Lord. They saw where they had erred and were still not pure before the Lord.
Lawa amandla evangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu amandla bonakalayo uma uletha leli vangeli ngempilo emsulwa uletha leli vangeli abantu bayakwazi ukuthinteka abadala nabasha bathinteke ezinhlizweni zabo beletha izono zabo behla bethi cha bafuna inkosi kube bathethelele beletha ububi babo phambi kwenkosi.
So it's wonderful to see the Lord working, and where people are quickened and revived, their consciences are revived.
Kuyisimanga kakhulu ukubona abantu bevuseleleka, ngisho nembeza babo buvuselelo buvusa nembeza womuntu.
Without that conscience, people live, and you just need to pity them, that even children bear children. No parents. What? You pity their small children. What do they know about how should they grow up without having a parent?
Iloko kuyisimanga ukuvuselelwa konembeza womuntu esaba uNkulunkulu. Ingakho kwesinye isikhathi uzubuke uma ingane ikhuliswa ngabazali bengayifundisi ngonembeza okhanyayo, unembeza omhlophe, ngoba izofunda kanjani ukumesaba uNkulunkulu?
What the challenge if you just live your own life, whereas God has got his way of a father and a mother and children being obedient, living a pure life, parents living faithfully, everyone inclining and their lives according to the word of God.
Kuyinselelo engakanani kubo obaba nomama ukuba babe isibonelo ezinganeni, ingane zikwazi ukubona isibonelo sabazali abamphilelayo uNkulunkulu ngempilo engcwele, bakwazi ukubona ukuthi fanele umuntu amphilele kanjani uNkulunkulu.
So we had another 2 days of services in the mornings and in the afternoons. And we saw the Lord at work, touching hearts, changing lives.
Sakwazi ukuba nenkonzo ekuseni, bese futhi nantambama, sabona umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu ethinta izinhliziyo zabantu, kushintsha impilo zabantu.
Some even, just on the same or the next day, they went back even to their witch doctors and sorcerers, and said, this is what potion that he gave me. I want to bring it back to him and tell him, listen, I've met with God and I'm sorry for having used and taken this. They took steps immediately to make right.
Kwaba isimanga abanye babo ngalolo suku, abanye ngosuku olulandelayo bathatha izinto abayitholile kwizangoma beyibuyisa kuzona bethi, ngithanda ukuxolisa ukuba ngithathile lento kuwena, uNkulunkulu akakufuni lokhu ukuba ngikuthathe empilweni yami. Bexolisa bezibuyisa lezo zinto, indaba eyisimanga ngale ndlela.
So above all, to see God is at work, that brings joy and a peace that cannot be found anywhere.
ukubuka uNkulunkulu esebenza ngalendlela ezimpilweni zabantu kuletha intokozo injabulo enkulu nokuthula enhlizweni.
So they didn't even want to let us go, and they said, please take our greetings along with you. We want to be one with you. We want to serve the Lord as you have brought us the message.
Abantu bebengasafuni ukuba sihambe, bethokoze kakhulu, bethi siyacela nisiphathele imkhonzo. Nibatshela abantu bakaNkuluNkulu ekhaya ukuba nathi siyafisa ukuba siqhubeke simphilele uNkuluNkulu ngempilo zethu.
May I just also welcome a Reverend Mahlangu from Mpumalanga.
Sithanda ukwamukela futhi ubaba umfundisi uMahlangu oqhamuke eMpumalanga.
He was also one of those who translated the Bible into isiNdebele.
Umunye wabo ubaba owakwazi ukumusha iBhayibheli kwisiNdebele.
He has come with a pastor and two others, and they'll be leaving shortly.
Uhamba kanye nabanye befundisa ababili bazobuyela ekhaya nje maduze.
Also our privilege to mention Reverend Shongwe from Mandini, who came with 9 members of the church. They are also leaving after the service.
Bese futhi sithanda ukwamukela ubaba umfundisi uShongwe ahamba kanye namalunga akhe ayishagalolunye, nabo bazobuyela ekhaya emva kwenkonzo beqhamuke eMandini.
Thank you very much. I'll now leave it to someone else.
Luchan Baba Mahlangu. Chokozo kwamambala. Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi sikwazi ukuba sibe sekhaya namhlanje.
We thank the Lord so much that we can be back at home today.
Sikwazi ukuphefumula umoya omnandi nomoya fresh.
To breathe in the wonderful fresh air.
Besise Virginia nase madolobheni akhele khona ovelcom kanjani.
We were in Virginia and the towns close by, Belcom and so on.
Ngoba kuthi asixoxe ukuthi sihambe kanjani, ngithemba ukuthi kumele sixoxe konke esikubonile sahlangana nako.
Because we've been asked to relate how it went, we want to share what we experienced.
Kodwa ngesikhathi kuthiwa singacobelelana yini nebandla ngohambo lwethu kwabekeka leli culo.
When we got word that we can share with the congregation how we went, this song rose up in my heart.
Sasilicula sisebancane.
A song we sang when we were still young.
Wakuthulalithi basha yekani ukusheba izono noNkulunkulu.
It says, young people, let us stop mixing sin and the Lord.
Liqhubeke lithi ngoba akekho umhlobo onjengoJesu.
And sin and God, because there's no friend as our Lord Jesus.
Liqhubeke lithi bazokumiswa phambi kwakhe bahlulelwe ilona lowo ngokwemsebenzi yakhe.
Because each one will stand before him and be judged according to their works.
Kodwa ke ngoba ngiphiwanga ukucula lisho kanjalo lona leli culo.
Because I don't have a gift of singing, I could share the words with you.
Besihambele ikole le eVirginia.
We went to schools in the Virginia area.
Bazalwane bantu abasha liyabhubha izwe la ngaphandle.
Brethren, young people, our country is going to ruin out there.
Kuqhumisa inhliziyo ukubona abasha kube sengazi ukuthi kuhlwile nje ububi kube sengathi ubuhle kubona.
It's heartbreaking to see the youth where the evil that they are in, they see that as good.
Cabange inhlanhla esinayo thina la kwemvuselelweni ukufundiswa indlela yokuziphatha, uma ufika la ngaphandle u5 minutes ubona abantwana bedlula amantombazana inqwaba baqhubizise esikoleni.
The grace and the beauty that we have in being taught in the revival how we should live, just there sitting there, 5 minutes, girls walking past, you just see how many of them are pregnant.
Where
you think it's just we need to clothe ourselves, but the way they go now, it's as if they have no more clothes on.
Umasihamba la emalokishini akhona, kuyadabukisa ukubona abantu impilo abaphila ngaphansi kwayo.
And the places where the people stay, the conditions in which they live, it's heartbreaking.
Insuku zokuqala imbili sifikile khona izulu belina.
The first 2 days we were there, it was raining.
Umasihamba la sibona amanzi ayageleza bathi hey, abazalwane basixoxele ukuthi hayi mbongeni uNkulunkulu ukuthi liyana at least nibona amanzi nina egijini.
The water was running because of the rain. They said, well, be thankful that it's raining. At least you can see running water.
But impilo yakhona bahamba nje isurige yasigijimela nje.
The life that they live in, the water that runs there is the sewage.
Lanqamuka izulu.
And then it stopped raining.
Sakubona lokho abebekusho.
And indeed we experienced that which they told us.
Ikhona nekhona nekhona ukwazi ukuphefumula kuba ngcono uma usemotweni nasemotweni fanele kube nomoya la ovunguza ukuze ukwazi ukuphefumula umoya ongconywana ngoba kunokungakwazi ohluleka ukubekezelela.
The stench is terrible in every corner of every street. It's better for you to be in the car and then you rather circulate the air that's inside.
Ngabuza ngithi mina uMasipala balabathule bethini abantu behlala endleni kanje.
And we asked, what do the municipalities say when people live in these conditions?
Bangixoxela into engafisa ngathi ngavane ngivala amadlela.
They shared something as if I could just close my ears and have not heard it.
Laba basebenza kuMasipala mabesho bathi sebekhathele amapipe ayablocker nge uma sebethi bayolungisa la kublocke khona. Bathola kaningi kublokhe izingane ezihushuliwe.
When the municipalities say, we go and we want to fix the blockage, and when we open the blockage, we find an aborted child.
Bese ucabanga inhlanhla ke nina abantwana abala esikoleni eninayo kuba kwe-environment enhle enakekelwayo, izingane zidinga ukuthi zidabule leludaka lolu bezongena esikoleni luzungeza isikole imoto ziba dropa la ngize ngithi hey uma ngathiwa lengane ifuna izongena la emotweni yami ngenze njani ngoba ixhavuza khona la zincane lezi ingane zikhula kuloludaka olunjalo.
The schools that we are in, the environment that's in, that is around us, is so protected and so looked after. There the children, where they walking, they just climb out the car and it's just mud and just splatting, and then they're at school. I wouldn't even want them to come into my car. I wouldn't know where to put them.
Isikole umasi lange muva kwe auditorium umgaqo uthi kumele uhambe la uthi awuhambeki lo mgaqo ngoba sekuyidama elikhulu ongeke usakwazi ukuphuma kulolu daka ngcono uyojika ngali ukuze ufike la esikoleni.
If your school was situated behind the auditorium, and this would be the way, you can't walk here anymore because it's like a dam of filth. You have to go another way to get there.
Kodwa ke izinto zasemhlabeni lezo esingathi azinamsebenzi.
But these are things of the world which we can also say, well, they are not of much use.
Futhi kuzona nezinto ebekade sihambele.
And that was not the reason why we went.
Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngabazalwana bebesikhumbula emthandazweni.
Thank you to the brethren who have kept us in prayer, and we saw the Lord working in the children's hearts.
Ukhuluma nabantu uba mawuqeda lo 30 minutes onikeziwe useyaqonda umuntu ukuthi yini adinga ukuyenza lokho kwenza ucabanga ukuthi thina esihlala ezifundisweni sinxenxwa sibizelwa ukuthi asize kuJesu sizothula imthwalo kodwa laba bantu mawuqeda noma ngabe u 10 minutes okukhulumile sebenedinga ukwa sebeyazi ukuthi nabayidingayo uhlale nezingane zabantu uqhumisa inhliziyo izingane ngendlela ezithwele ngayo imthwalo.
You sit with the children for 10 up to 30 minutes and they know what they must do. And yet we who get fed and are taught daily, we don't do. And then you just, your heart breaks out for those children.
Ubona ingane ezikhala eziningi zisobishile athi umuntu inkinga nje yami uma ngingazi ukuthi ngizalwa ubani mhlambe zingalunga nempilo yami ingashintsha.
We have parents that teach us, they advise us, they show us the way, and the children said, you know, if only there's one thing, if only I can know who my parent is, I will know where to go to.
Ama awa ngama awa bedinga ukuchithwa uhleliwe nabantwana belungisa indaba yabo loNkulunkulu.
For hours upon hours sitting, and the children are making their life right with God.
Ngaphonseleka inselelo yokuthi bangaka abantu abasha bakhona la abahleli nje umuntu anelisekile ukuthi hayi mina ngivikelekile bebe bebhubha abasha ngaphandle.
And I was challenged, how many young people sit here and say, well, I'm protected, and yet out there so many are going to destruction.
To
the team that I was with, please allow me to share this which really struck me. And the team that we were in, there was a grandchild of Reverend Stegan.
Kugodwa abazalwana ukuzalwa abazali abakholwayo kugodwa ukuhlangana noJesu wena uqobo lwakho uhlangana noJesu.
It is one thing to be born of Christian parents, but it is another thing if you personally have met with the Lord.
Angifuni ukubafaka impiko laba abasha besihambe nayo bona bebancane bebabili kodwa abazalwane anazi ama ingcebo namagolide afihliwe kulaba basha.
I don't want them now to grow wings, but it is amazing to see the treasure that is found in these young children.
Ufika esikoleni ekuthiwa lesi sikola sibuseki ingane encane enoJesu ehlangene noJesu enhliziyo yayo ixhumene noJesu.
When you go to a school where they say these children cannot be controlled, and here you find a young person able to take grip their attention as if holding a tennis ball. The question is, us young people, what are we busy with? We say we are busy. Someone even deceives themselves. I am in the Lord's work. Yes, you're busy, but what are you doing? You say you're busy, but all you're busy for is for that message to come on the 30th and that you can then enjoy yourself. But what about those out there that are going to destruction?
Siyabonga Amy, ngesibonelo beyiso nalokho uNkulunkulu akusizile ukuba ube yithuluze emsebenzini wakhe.
Amy, thank you for the example that you were, and that the Lord was able to use you to be a tool in his hand.
Sekubawo ilona engebred bekuyisimanga ukubona laba bamhlophe bebancane nokubona abasha ezikoleni bebona ukuthi akuziwe nje ukuzokhulunywa ngabe utshintshane ngoba nimnyama napa bamhlophe bathi sibamsulwa siphila impilo emsulu.
And to Ilona Engelbrecht as well, thank you very much. Because it wasn't just a matter of why you've come to speak to us, but here you have black people and the white coming to speak to them and sharing with them and saying, looking at me, I am pure, and that's what I bring.
Kuyisebenzi ebesihambe nazo siyabonga ngokuba anisebancane nokho kodwa ukuba nichithe lawo ma-hour nihleli nehla nenyuka kulezo ndawo ngenxa yemphefumulo uNkulunkulu anibusise.
And to the coworkers that went along, you're not young anymore, but the hours and the time that you spent going up and down, may the Lord bless you.
Siyabonga futhi kakhulu nakubazalwane baseVirginia, kube mnandi futhi kakhulu ukusebenza nabo.
Thank you very much to the brethren from Virginia. It was lovely being with you and working with you.
Siyabonga futhi kakhulu malume ngalokhu uNkulunkulu kuba akusebenzise. Hayi, ngifike eVirginia ngabona umehluko omkhulu. IVirginia ngiyayazi kaningi ngiyakhona. Kodwa ya uNkulunkulu ubhizi uyasebenza.
And to Malume, Uncle Dietmar, thank you very much for the way that the Lord is able to use you and for the work that has been done in Virginia. I've been there before, but coming there now, there's a big difference.
Ngicela ukuxoxa indaba yokugcina yomunye umzalwane engahlala naye cisha ama-hour amathathu nohalf.
I'd like to relate an experience. I sat down with one of the brethren for about 3 hours.
Kodwa angeke ngikhulume 3 hours, ngizoyifinqa nje ngemzuzu embalwa.
But I won't be talking for 3 hours. I'll summarize it in a few minutes.
Lo mzalwane wangixoxela isimanga sokusebenza kaNkulunkulu ngalemvuselelo kuye.
How this one of these brethren shared with me the wonder of the revival and how the Lord worked.
UngowaseLesotho ye.
They are from Lesotho.
Ngonyaka ka-1974 wahlangana nomuntu owayesuka la eThekwini ehlangene nobaba umfundisi wasizakala wase lo muntu waya eLesotho.
1974 met up with someone who was together with Reverend Stegen in the revival in Durban, and then from there, after having been helped, went back to Lesotho.
Ku 1984 wathola incwadi le ethi God Among the Zulus.
And in 1984 got hold of the book God Among the Zulus.
Uthi wayifunda le ncwadi.
And read this book.
Engeyona ingxenye yebandla.
But he was not part of the congregation.
Uthi esephendukile naye ubethi usenikele enkosini, uyamkhonza uNkulunkulu, konke ekuhamba kahle. Ubese naye umakoti uthi cha, konke okwakungahambi kahle, ukungamphathi kahle umakoti waqala wamphatha kahle umakoti wakhe.
Having been converted, gave his life to the Lord, had a family, well, had his wife, and also looked after his wife, changed his ways and looked after her better.
Uthi lapho efunda le ncwadi kwanezinto eziningi ezikhulumayo kodwa yena angakafinyeleli kukho akangakwenzi.
And after reading this book, the Lord spoke to him through many things, but there are many things which he had not yet attained to.
Uthi wabe sehlangana nomunye ubaba naye owaye elangazelele efuna ukuhlangana noNkulunkulu ngokujulileyo.
And met up with another man who had the desire to meet up with the Lord in a deep way.
Uthi into eyayimthinta kakhulu ile yokuvunywa kwezono, ukuthi ngoba sengimkhethile uJesu, manje lezono zivunywa kubani ngoba uyazi uJesu uthi ngizenzile ngixolisile kuye.
The matter which really touched him was confession of sin. Yes, he had given his life to the Lord, he had confessed it to the Lord, but how could he come and bring it?
Futhi uthi wayetsheliwe esontweni lakubo ukuthi izono wena masuphenduka nje washo umthandazo ukuthi uyamamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi ziyasulwa izono. Uthi kodwa njalo bengenakho ukuthula ngoba uyazi ukuthi le ncwadi ithi kumele zivunywe, yena wagcina ukuthi nje uyamamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi.
And the church that he was in, it was said, well, if you've accepted the Lord as your savior, your sin has been covered. But after reading this book, understood, he had no peace. I haven't confessed my sins.
Uthi wazila ukudla, ethandaza iy'nsuku, iy'nyanga, kodwa le nkinga le ayixazululeki.
Fasted, prayed for days on end, but this problem didn't go away.
Uthi ngelinye ilanga wayithatha lencwadi wahamba waya emfuleni esekweni lomfula wahlala khona izinsuku ezintathu ethandaza efunda lencwadi ethi Inkosi lokho kubhalwe la ngicela ukuba kwenzeke empilweni yami.
And for the once he went for 3 days, took this book, sat on the bank of the river, and prayed and said, Lord, this which was experienced in this book, it is my desire for me to experience it.
Uthemva kwensuku ezintathu wabe esezwela ukuthi lokho kwenzeka la kuyafinyelela enhlizweni yakhe.
And after 3 days, in his heart, he felt, this which was attained in this book, I have now experienced.
Uthwasuka emfuleni wabuyela ekhaya kuNkosikazi.
Left the river and went back home to his wife.
Wathi Nkosikazi ngenzela ukudla ngiyahamba manje ngifuna ukuyofika lapha kwasiza abantu lo siza abantu obhalwe kule ncwadi.
Said to his wife, please prepare me some food. I need to go to kwasiza abantu. The kwasiza abantu I read about in this book.
Uthi ngalobo busukelele kwavane kwehla nje into engathi ishidi. Libhalwe zonke izono zakhe azenze emhlabeni.
And on that day, experienced something as if a sheet came before him and all his sins that he had committed were before him.
Uthi wengadinga ukuhunyushelwa wavuka wathatha iphepha angazi ukuthi nalo laliqhamukaphi wathatha ipeni angazi ukuthi laliqhamukaphi uthi waqala wabhala zonke izono ephepheni.
Knew exactly what he had to do. Took a piece of paper, doesn't know where the piece of paper came from. Took a pen, doesn't know where that pen came from, and wrote them all down.
Uthwa ngakusasa mayethi uzosuka ezela akwanga kwaze ukuthi ahambe kwazi kwaphela izinsuku eziningi ukuthi lelo paper walifaka eshalofini eduze kwembhede lahlala khona.
Wanted to leave the following day, but it was not possible. And for a few days after that, wasn't possible. He took that piece of paper and put it in the shelf next to his bed.
Umama wasekhaya lapha eklina walibona leli phepha.
But his wife, the mother of the home, while she was cleaning, she saw this paper.
Walifunda.
And read it.
Waligcina walibeka njoba kade libekiwe.
And then put it back in the place where it was.
Ubaba ngala uyathandaza nomama manje uthi kwenzekeni kubaba nami inkosi ngenzele lokho kwenzela ubaba.
And here, this man is praying. And the wife says, Lord, this which has happened to my husband, I want it to happen to me as well. And then the day came where he could then come.
Bazithuka sebekomgababa mazimtoti ngalapho mabebuza kuthiwa usiza abantu ushona ngapha bazibona sebeku Richards Bay kodwa ngomusa bazibagcina befikile la.
And all they knew was Kwasizabantu was Durban area, so they went to Durban, asked where it was, then they went south to Mazimtoti, then they went north up to Richards Bay, and then they found themselves here finally.
Uthi mase befikile la ngalolo suka bafika ngalo abangambona ubaba umfundisi ngosuku olulandelayo uhamba nalo baba bebefunda nayo le ncwadi when God comes, God among the Zulus.
And then they arrived here. That day they came, they couldn't see Reverend Stegan. The next day they had this book, God among the Zulus, and
uthiwa ithatha ke iphepha lakhe leli elibhalwe izona avezelwe zona. Baya ke reception endala mabelindile wangena ubaba uthi wayene camera ngale wahamba lo baba hamba nawe ambona kuqala uthi mase sukuma ezwa khala isicaba wathi hayi angisukume ngisheshe ngihlangane naye angaza phuma uthi maye ehlangana naye passage wathi lo baba hey ukukhiphe konke ungashini nogodo.
And then when they was waiting there at the old reception, Reverend Stegan had a room where he would go close to the reception. So he went in with someone else who was there. And when he heard that this person was finishing, he thought, let me take the gap. The person coming out says, make everything right. Don't leave anything behind.
Uthumaye ngena, akadinganga ukushiya into eningi. Wabona isandla sakhe sikhiphe iphepha walinikeza uba umfundisi walifunda 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 bathandaza naye. Uthi lapho ethandaza wayizwela ubudlelwane nokuhlangana noNkulunkulu okumgcinile kuze kube manje.
And when he was in there, didn't have to say much. His hand went to his pocket, took out the piece of paper, Reverend Steg, and read it. Thereafter they prayed. And then he experienced the Lord in his life, and that has sustained him till today.
Uthi ke leyo mvuselelo yehla kwasiza abantu yamenzela leso simanga ngencwadi akayifunda. Ukufunda kwakhe leyo ncwadi uNkulunkulu wayezikhulumela wazambula izono zakhe wamhola uNkulunkulu ukuze azazofika la kwasiza abantu.
The revival that is at Sizabantu, he could experience by reading that book, the Lord coming into his life, until he came here to the mission.
Umenzelani uNkulunkulu la ekhona uyana nje nomkakhe balapha elisuthu.
And what is the Lord not able to do? Here we find the husband and wife there in Lesotho.
Bathatha ama-CD onke inkonzo zala kwasizabantu bamfundisi leshumayela khona baya kumsakazo local radio station. Bathi nazi inkonzo singakhokha malini ukuze nikwazi ukuthi nizifake kushunyayezwa abantu.
And they took CDs along. Reverend Steken sermons were recorded. They went to this radio station there and said, how much will it cost for us to broadcast these services?
Kuze kube namhlanje wona umsebenzi abawenzayo njalo uma kudlala inkonzo ufuna bayokhokha 200 rand ukuthi kudlalwe inkonzo ukuze abantu bathole ivangeli.
That is the work they do till today. When a sermon is played on the radio, they need to pay 200 rand and people can hear the gospel till today.
Abasebenza abaqashiwe kodwa uNkulunkulu ubeke lokhu kubona bakwenza ngokuthembeka.
They are not working, they are not hired, but this is what the Lord put on their heart and they are faithful.
Thina ke senzani ngalokhu uNkulunkulu asenzele khona?
We, what do we do with that which the Lord has done for us?
Hayi sibhizi neminako yethu sizakale mina nje.
We busy looking after ourselves as long as I am helped.
Kodwa kuba umfundisi ube isibonelo sokuzidela ezidelela mina nawe. Thina we are selfish ukuthi mina nje.
Reverend Steken was an example to us how to deny ourselves. You and I, we are just selfish.
Sikwazi ukuhambela ikho lezo 78 ngeentsuku ezinhlanu.
In 5 days we were able to go to 78 schools.
Uma uNkulunkulu esigcinile sizohambela izikole zala komakhelwane maduzane nje.
And if the Lord keeps us, not far from now we'll be going to the schools neighboring us.
Siyabonga.
Thank you.
Ngizocula amacula bemabili lesi Jalmane nelesizulu ngenxa yesikhathi lesi Jalmane li amazwi kamprofethi Isaiah laphethi khona vuka vuka Siyoni wembathe izingubo ezinhle zakho Jerusalema ngoba uNkulunkulu phakathi kwakho Jerusalema ebheka zonke izinto uNkulunkulu azenzele akwenzele zona bese siqhubeka ke sithi zinhle kangakanani izinyawo zalabo abahamisa ivangeli ezintabeni ngakho ke Jerusalema maliqhumeke ngokuhlabelela libonga uNkulunkulu ngoba ukuphakathi kwabo bese ke sigcina ngelesizulu uvukile uJesu.
German song is a joy, a song of praise. We would say, Jerusalem should wake up, put on your best garments, for the Lord has come to redeem his people. Therefore, let us prepare ourselves for this salvation. How wonderful the feet of those who bring the message of good tidings up on the mountains who shout salvation comes through our Lord. Therefore, let Jerusalem rejoice. And then the Zulu song, he is risen, Christ Jesus. He appeared to Mary and the disciples. And then he instructed them, go into all the world, preach this message of salvation. Everyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will perish. Therefore, let us rejoice and allow Christ full entrance and surrender our lives to him.
Wach auf, ermanne dich und siehe, leg an deine Schüssel kleine, o Jerusalem. Wie Herde sind dort auf den Bergen,
wie Herde sind dort auf den Bergen,
die Füße des Entehren Mut, die Botschaft bringt. Wie die Herde sind dort auf den Bergen,
wie die Herde sind dort auf den Bergen,
die Füße des Entehren Mut, die Botschaft bringt. Die Händler von Freud singet auf, singet laut von Freud.
Singet laut
von Freude, singt laut von Freude. Singet laut den Heldenblässe von Jerusalem, singet laut den Heldenblässe von Jerusalem, denn der Held wird Asam vollbringen und trösten, denn der Held wird Asam vollbringen und trösten. So lobe den Herren, gib mir da. Ja, lobe den Herren, gib mir da. Denn er ist gut und ihm erwählt denen, die ihm da auf ihn vertrauen.
Darum wach auf,
ermahne dich.
Darum wach auf,
ermahne dich. Leg all deine Schüsseln kleine, o Jerusalem. Nun lobe den Herren, gib mir da. Ja, lobe den Herren, gib mir da. Denn er ist gut und ihm erwählt denen, die ihm mir da auf ihn vertrauen.
Darum wach auf.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Thank you very much to all who have spoken and for the choir that sang for us. I have been so greatly blessed. Reverend Stegen said, I taught them.
Njengamanje njengoba befakaza nje ukuthi bahambe kanjani kusenziwa wona ebekwenze saphila la.
As they are testifying and sharing how it went where they went, used to be done, it's even being done now.
Yes, in this country, beginning boeing, she was she going at a sugumeng or 10 to 1. Abantu beloku bekulumile, namanje, who suffers a corner loco, where he wins a sapila, a guku kukugi.
There were times when you would look at the watch, and Reverend Stegen would get up at 10 to 1. To preach, and even today, it hasn't changed. It was something which he loved, that people would share how the gospel has gone forth. The Zulu song that the choir sang, it takes me and puts me in another place. When we say, he has risen, he has been revealed to Mary and to the disciples, what happens to you? I don't know what you experienced. For me, I was taken up into another level, because the Lord has risen.
Don't
know what you experienced in the services of the Passover. The people thought they had destroyed our Lord, but he rose up again.
And ufezeka umsebenzi ukuthi ngaye sikwazi ukuthi sisindiswe.
The work was being completed that through him we can receive salvation.
Angazi ukuthi wena ngalezi inkonzo uyizwele yini ukuthi uvukile lokho obuyikhona kungcwatshiwe kufile nya manje uphila impilo entsha.
I don't know if you experienced the Lord rising up again, whether your life, your old life has come to an end and that you have a new life. And that you experienced that you have risen up with a new life and that indeed he has risen.
And
whether you have experienced that, and if not, you cry out to the Lord, Lord, create in me a new heart, create in me a new mind, as the disciples experienced that he has risen.
Ubonakele kubafundi wabonakala nako Maria manje ngabe thina ubonakele ngalezi insuku nje sizwe ngalekhu qhubeka qhubeka insuku ngabe bambona uJesu uthi uvukile kithi.
As he has appeared to Mary, as he has appeared to the disciples, have you experienced that these days, him appearing to you?
Hayi thina ke besihambile sile Malawi, hayi bekukuhle ngenye indlela sihlangene simunye.
To us who went to Malawi, it was wonderful. We were together, we were one.
Sayithola nathi inhlanhla ukuthi ngibonile ukuthi kube bukhonyano baba ka Rebecca ukusho ngokusemndenini nathi siyitholile inhlanhla ukuthi sihambe nomkhwenyana owasitekeli sibe sihambe nomzukulu owasitekeli samethula.
Wonderful. Uncle Detlef, it's a bit difficult to say that, he was going with Stegen and then also with a grandchild of the Stegens.
I suppose the second name is Lela, Begany Natch, but no bunyan, Jibiscon, Sakuza, Lokok Show, Bafund, Gucci, Gengatibe, Munye, Bakaluk Seben, and Gulungu.
Was wonderful what we experienced together. That which the disciples experienced. Once they were one, the Lord started to work.
They
say the people that live there, they live in poverty.
And
let me share something with you. I was poor. The family I lived in, we were very poor. But through the gospel, the Lord helped us.
In 1969,
when I got married, two of my sisters, they didn't have shoes to go to the wedding with. There was another lady that helped them and said, here, put on these dresses, but they didn't have shoes to go with to the wedding. Going as young ladies, not knowing if the people would laugh at them, going in there to the wedding.
And
when I got engaged, when Baba got engaged, he didn't have a suit.
And
there was a white man that the Lord touched, and he gave me the suit and said, you can wear this on the engagement. When the wedding came, he said, I have a wedding suit for you. Come and wear this. And I wore that suit. Do you see what the family we come from? When we were there one day at Ngwavuma, where we were holding services, pitching a tent here and then pitching it in another place. And we experienced a miracle. We got to the one place, it was raining, the next place was raining, and then raining again at the next place.
And
the one Nkosi said, please, you must come to my area, because there where you've been to the others, they've had rain, and we haven't had rain. And when we got to Malawi, it started raining. And I was amazed. You came with the rain.
And
we just kept quiet.
And
as we were about to leave, the day we were going to leave, it said, there's a cloud, looks like it might rain. And someone said, may the rain rather hold back so that we can take off. And after we had left, it rained. When we were at Ngwavuma, and we had a plan.
ngathi manje ngoba manje masilala la sihambe silala la silala la so lala khona awukho umbhede.
There where we're going to sleep, there are no beds.
Manje sacabanga ngoba sihamba no baba ka Rebecca.
And we were thinking, now what are we going to do because I've got that left force with us.
Ngathi iphisi ngizolenza ngoba ngikonthu uzohluleka kulalo cansi ngoba awukho ngisho uma trans.
So I thought, yo, there's not even a mattress. He'll find it difficult to sleep on a mat. And then I said to him, why don't you look after the truck for us? And then you can just sleep in the truck. And I know that he is humble and that he has a humble spirit, and he agreed.
And
we are used to sleeping on the mat on the floor, but I think now today I've revealed the secret to him. We were trying to keep him off sleeping on the floor.
Ngalokho sajabula ukuthi avume ngoba manje singazi sizokwenza njani. Ake ngase ngicabanga lelisho indlela nje ukumtshela sizomtshela kanjani ukuthi hayi awukwazi ukulalala ngoba uzovela avume futhi avela athi hayi kulungile. Sathi hayi ake ngenzele lelisho ukuthi hayi hamba olalelolini usigathele nje lolu ukuthi noma kwenzekani usheshe uzwe.
And it brought us joy that he humbled himself to our plan, he accepted it. Because I know him. If I had said, no, we don't want you to sleep on the floor, he would have agreed and rather slept with us there on the floor. But then he could sleep in the truck.
And
that is why if you are called by the Lord, you are working for the Lord, you humble yourself wherever you go.
Njoba ngizazi ukuthi mina ngangiyisoni kunani nonke, imine futhi ngangimpofu kunani nonke.
As I know that I was the worst sinner amongst everyone, and I was also poorer than everyone.
Na manje ngizazela ukuthi angilutho.
And even now I know that I am nothing.
UJesu dalo ubunye uma inkosikini ngaphakathi.
The Lord creates unity if he is, and he creates it in us.
Siyakubona lokho namanje abantu bebethi sikhuluma ngostekeni sesiyakhuluma noma esengasekho ngoba namanje sikhuluma ngoLuka, ngoMatthew, ngoJohane, ngoPaul siyakhuluma.
As those that were complaining that we speak about Reverend Steg and Reverend Steg, and we speak about him even though he has passed away, like we speak of Matthew, Luke, and John.
Sibona ivangeli liyahamba liyaphephetheka kube ngathi kushikhotha. Sibona ivangeli umlilo nje wokhelwe bazalwane.
We see the gospel go forth. It is as if it is a fire that you cannot stop. It is just going forth.
Sibona uNkulunkulu esebenza ngendlela ezisimanga.
We see the Lord working in amazing ways.
uNkulunkulu emuhle. Njoba washo umfundisi ethi uyawuthandazela ukuthi lo msebenzi uqhubeke, sibona namanje uqhubeka uyaphambili.
The Lord in his goodness, we see how good he is to us. As Reverend Steken said, may this work continue. We see the work going forth.
Angazi-ke ukuthi ngasho kanye nami ukuthi he is risen, uvukile.
I don't know if you can say it together with me, he has risen.
Ayeni sho nje.
Why don't you say it?
Aniphindeni futhi. Awuvukile bazalwane uJesu, uvukile. Akabonakala nangempilo zethu ukuthi uvukile.
He has risen, Jesus has risen. Let it be seen in our lives.
Nawe mangakwazi ukuvuka kwenkosi yethu Jesu, ake kebonakala ukuthi ngempela uvukile.
And you who don't know what it means, may you experience that indeed you can say, he has risen. As they were singing, it was as if they were tickling me here and there, and I was just laughing. It was so much joy. Now we will speak about being saved.
And
as the others were speaking, it's as if, oh, now you're taking my sermon. Even though we don't open it in Philippians 2 verse 8. Ephesians 2 verse 8, where we are saved by grace. And it is a gift that we have been saved by God. It is grace that we have received this
salvation.
Now let us read what has happened, because what is impossible to man is possible to God. We see how the Lord is working amongst people.
So funda ke la encwadini ka Titus izahluko ezimbili, Tito isahluko sesibili ivesi leshumi nanye, ne Tito futhi wesithathu ivesi lesithathu.
We'll read Titus 2 verse 11. And Titus
3 verse 3 as well.
In Titus 2 verse 11 we read,
Lithi ngokuba umusa kaNkulunkulu wokusindisa ubonakalisiwe kubantu bonke.
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people.
Uyasifundisa ukuba sidele kungakholwa nezinkanuko zezwe, sihambe ngokuqonda nangokulunga nangokumesaba uNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi samanje.
Training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. There's one point that I forgot to mention. In
Xhosa,
you can say that
make him rich.
Enriched you.
Kodwa ngokolimi lwethu lesiZulu sithi ube umeluleki.
But in Zulu we say he was an advisor.
Manje umama laleleka amaZulu njengoba umangameli ngale ube umeluleli wakhe njengoba lalela sebezothi hawu kusho ukuthi uyamcebisa ngemali ethile kodwa thina amaZulu sithi ke ube umaluleki wakhe.
Yes. If you, in Zulu, you'd say, well, now has the advisor come and has he enriched them? No, but he has come and he is an advisor to the president.
And
if you see in Xhosa, you use the word enriched or make rich. Now you see, oh, is he giving them money? But no, he was an advisor.
Themba ukuthi ke abalalele nabakhona sebezozwa ukuthi hayi ubeqonde lokho ngolimi lwethu kodwa ngolimi lwakhe ngoba umXhosa akalicelanga ebeleni isiZulu kusho ukuthi ke ingakho ngithi angeke ngibuyibuyise la.
And I trust that those who are here and who are listening here now understand he is actually a Xhosa who was translating, so he was just using that word.
And
here we find that for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. All people that have been created by God, this salvation has been brought to them. It has been appeared, it has been revealed to them.
atele indodana yakhe ukuthi ngayo sikwazi ukusindiswa wakwenza kwasobala ube sibone sonke ukuthi uJesu wabethelwa wangcwatshwa wavuka kwaba into esobala.
The Lord has not hidden anything. He has made it clear that it can be revealed to each one that the Lord Jesus came, that he died for our sins, for us to receive salvation.
Akufihliwe akukhona ukusindisa ukuthi okwabathile nabathile sonke ukubonakalisile ukuvezile kusobala ukuthi nathi singakwazi ukusindiswa.
It has not been hidden. It is not only a salvation for certain people. It is for everyone. It has appeared to all, revealed to all that we can be saved.
Uyasifundisa ukuthi sihambe ngokuqonda nangokulunga.
To teach us to live self-controlled and upright, righteous lives.
Ngenkathi sesimemukela uJesu njengeNkosi, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Uyasifundisa ke manje bantwana ukuthi singabalelela kanjani abazali, ngalelela kanjani indoda, ngahlonipha kanjani, ngingasiphatha kanjani. Sifundiswa lo musa wokusindiswa.
And once we have accepted him into us, then he teaches us how children should respect their parents, how a husband and wife should treat each other, and how we should be amongst each other.
Usifundisa futhi nokumesaba uNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi.
Training us and teaching us how to fear God in this age.
Umuntu asabe ukwenza okubi, umuntu asabe ukwenza isono, ufundiswa uyena uNkulunkulu kulesi sikhathi samanje.
Where we fear to do evil, where we fear to do sin, the Lord is teaching us that at this present age.
Umuntu mayisa esaphila esonweni, esenza isono,
if someone lives in sin and yet says they are saved, they have not yet received salvation. If you have received the grace of this salvation, you will be taught to fear sin.
Ngade ngangisezonweni uJesu wangisiza wangibonisa izono zami ngazivuma izono zami.
The song goes, oh, how long have I been in sin? And the Lord has opened my eyes to see my sin and I could confess my sin.
Elibeselithi kwelinye iculo kwenda sengiyazesaba izono.
And the song in another place it says, and now I fear sin.
Yabona maso umntwana kaNkulunkulu uzosesaba isono njengemamba usesaba ngeke ulale naye endlini ekameleni lakho ngoba uyasesaba uyayisaba imamba.
As a child of God, you will fear sin like you fear a mamba. You will not have a mamba in the room with you.
Abantu benza izono masecisha ugesi nasendlini encane ngoba bamesaba uNkulunkulu.
There are those who sin when the lights are put off or in the toilet because they do not fear God.
Kodwa ngalesi sikhathi umuntu eseyitholile lensindiso usezosaba ukwenza okubi.
If you have received this salvation, you will fear and will not want to do evil.
Ubona ugqiqa wenza isono ubuyela kuso awukamesabi uNkulunkulu futhi akwayitholi leyo nsindiso.
If you see yourself wallowing in sin, always going back into it, you have not yet received salvation from God.
Ngoba kwabaseFilipi verse 8 ngoba ngishilo kuthwa ukusindiswa kuumusa akuveli kithi.
As we said in Ephesians 2 verse 8, salvation, it is grace. It is not something that comes from ourselves.
Hayi ukuthi umuntu akholwe nje ukuthi ngabona ubaba ukuthi umfundisi, ngabona abazali bami ukuthi bayakholwa, ingakho nami ngakholwa.
Not that someone says, well, I believe because I saw my preacher believe, I saw my parents believe.
Lo muntu akahlatshwanga evangeli, akahlatshanga yizwi likaNkulunkulu wasephenduka.
That person has not yet been convicted by the gospel, touched by God's word to repent.
Kodwa mase limhlabile izwi lamkhombisa ukweduka kwakhe uzosaba ukwenza intembi ngoba usesindisiwe usethola isipho esivela kuNkulunkulu.
When the word has pierced your heart, then you have received a gift. You have received grace from God.
Yes, into piwe yona, uyiphatha kahle. Uyiphathe ngendlela njengeqanda, uthi manje ngathi ngawa leli qanda ngeke besalivusa. Unjalo kumuntu mayese sindisi ukusindiswa kwakhe ukuphatha kahle.
If you receive a gift, you look after it. It's like holding an egg. If you will drop the egg, it will break. So if you receive salvation, you take good care of it.
Mhlawumbe awuqonde ukuthi ukusindiswa lokhu wakuthola ngomusa. Futhi kufanele uma ukuthole ngomusa ukuphathe kahle ngoba kuyisipho esivela kuNkulunkulu.
Maybe you do not understand that this salvation has been given to you by grace. You do not understand that it is a gift that has come from God.
Intombazane noma umfana makusebusuku kuthiwa hambe endaweni ethile yayithi ngesaba.
A girl or a boy, if you say to them, well, go to that place at night, they say, no, I'm afraid.
Ngoba besifundiswa thina sibencane ukuthi uma uhamba wethu uzodliwa inunu.
We were taught that if you walk alone at night, that you an animal will eat you.
Sibe nalokho kwesaba ukuthi hayi ma ba ngiyesaba ngiyathanda ukuhamba kodwa ngiyesaba ukuhamba ngathi inunu izongiluma.
And where now you have this fear, you know, I want to go, but I'm afraid to go alone because this thing is going to eat me.
Siyabonga kumholi wethu noma esithuma abengafuni ukuthi umuntu ayoshumayela yedwa.
And we thank our leader who did not want a person to go alone to go and preach.
Befuna ukuthi noma ngabe hamba nihambe ngababili noma hambe ngabani noma ngabe sithupha sihambe sishumayela ivangeli njengoba noJesu bebathuma kanjalo abafundi bakhe.
If you would go and preach, you would go in 2, 4, or 6, that you would go, because the Lord Jesus also sent his disciples out like that. And then the gospel goes forth, as it is still happening today.
But the
one who is just going on all by themselves, that is where the devil can easily get you.
Kodwa nanti indaba esiyithola namhlanje ukuthi liyasifundisa ukuhamba ngokuqonda nangokumesaba uNkulunkulu.
This word teaches us to walk in an upright manner and in the fear of God.
Lithicilo wesinevangeli basha liyasiqondisa.
The song says, we have a gospel, young people. It straightens our way. It is better for you to rather leave it than to take it and to play with it. There are those today that play around with it as if they're playing with a doll, serving God. And then they call themselves as saved.
Kanti kufanele insindiso ibonakale komdala komncane ukuthi ngempela lo muntu usindisiwe.
The salvation should be seen in young and old that all can say this one is truly saved.
Uma ngane nani nibukhali ngokomoya nizwele nje amaculo abawaculayo ukuthi kwenzekeni enhlizweni zenu.
To you who are sharp spiritually, you understand and feel what the songs do to your heart.
Ake sizwe ke la izwi etholakala kuyona Titus verse 3, verse 3.
Now let's read God's word in Titus 3, verse 3.
Lithi ngokuba nathi kade sasiziwula abangalaleliyo abadukuswayo sikhonza izinkanuko nokutamasa okuzinhlobonhlobo sihlezi ebubini nangumhawu nangokuzondeka sizondana.
For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another.
He kunjalo ke uma ungakasindiswa useyithola ukuthi phakathi kwakho kunjani ukuzonda abantu, kunjani ungathandani, kunjani ukuhamba ngokutamasa ngendlela oyithandayo.
And then you read this word and you see, what is it like in your heart? Do you have hatred for others? Are you not able to live with others? And you have envy in your heart?
Bese kuvesi lesine lithi, kepha lapho sebonakalisiwe ububele bukaNkulunkulu umsindisi wethu nothando lwakhe kubantu, wasisindisa ngokungemsebenzi yokulunga esizenzayo thina, kepha ngokwesihawu sakhe nangesigezo sokuphinda ukuzalwa nokwenziwa sibe basha ngomoya ongcwele.
Verse 4 and 5 we read, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
Manje uNkulunkulu yena wasifundisa ngokwesihawu sakhe ukuthi singathandana kanjani, singazwana kanjani.
God, in his goodness and his loving kindness, taught us how we should live and live together.
Sathola ukuthi sathola nokusindiswa ukuzala kwabusha ngomoya ongcwele.
We received salvation and to be born anew through the Holy Spirit.
Lokhu siyakwazi phakathi kwethu ukuthi kuyini ukuzala kwabusha ngomoya ongcwele.
We know what it is to have regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
Manje ke mangithe ngizogxila kakhulu ngokusindiswa.
I said that I will emphasize the point of salvation.
Wake masixoxele umfundisi Stekeni wasixoxela ngensizwa yathi leyo nsizwa okhuluma ngakho.
Reverend Stegen taught us and spoke to us about a young man, and the young man said, you must speak about this.
Manje kwafika lapho if iphaphama isimi phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela.
Where he awoke and found himself standing before the judgment throne.
Ilindele manje ukuthi yona isizongena ezulwini.
Waiting now to go into heaven.
Bona ukuthi igama lakhe libhaliwe nencwadini yokuphila.
To see whether his name was in the book of life.
Kwathiwa kuyona awukwazi ukungena ezulwini.
And it was said to him, you cannot enter into heaven.
Wathi ngani ngoba ngivumile izono zami, ningizwe kahle. Ngani ngoba ngivumile izono zami.
And asked, why so? Because I confessed my sins. Now listen to this.
Wathobuke eqakaleni lakhe intambi kubophele izongena arounding.
See on your heel, there is a string that is attached all the way back to the rondavel.
Wathi awungavuma nje ukuthi bengithandana nale ntombazana.
Says, no, I confess that I was in love with this girl.
Wathwa awuyanga oxolisa ukuthi sengimemukelile uJesu, sengiyikhethile inkosi, lokho besihamba lezindlela zethu zobumnyama besihamba, sengiphendukile sengumntwana kaNkulunkulu, awuyanga.
But you did not go back to that girl and say, you know, the way we live together were the ways of darkness, and I have changed and I don't walk those ways anymore. It was said to him, you go back to earth and you go and apologize to this girl. And he came back to earth and made right with the girl, say, I confess my sins, but I didn't come and confess to you. And the girl said, I forgive you.
And
not many days after that, this young man passed away. You can fight with someone. You can go with someone, you go and burgle, you go and steal, then you get converted, you make your life right. But if you haven't gone back to them, you haven't cut that string.
When
your parents, they send you, do this, do that, and as you leave, you whack the door. What has the door done?
wathi kanokhuluma ke ngalokho ngoba umuntu angathi mina sengayivuma izono zami kanti umuntu akayanga uthi hey bengiphuza utshwala bengibhema insangu bengiphuza nani bengihamba namantombazane nani mantombazane bengiphila le mpilo kodwa uma ngakakwenzi lokho hlobo wami akwayinqamuli intanga.
Where you give your life to the Lord and yet you don't go back and say, we used to drink together, this was wrong. I would go out with the girls and the boys and this is the life that we lived. If you haven't gone to make right that, you haven't cut the string. You heard about the young man who took the potion, went back to the witch doctor and said, I have done wrong to take this. Now do you see that as repentance? And received help and salvation through that. That is a full salvation where we part from the world, the pleasures and the desires of this world, and that we live for the Lord. In a young girl's life, this is what happened to her. She would sing, she would testify, do all those things. And in 62, 63, 64, that is what it was
like.
And then the young man says, oh, is she now a believer? I will wait for her on the way. That time, Reverend Stegen had not yet gotten married. And Reverend Stegen said, if that's the matter, let's call the police and this man must be put in prison. Why? Because they'd already now taken this girl and locked her up in a room because she was a believer. And then there were those that advised Reverend Stegen.
But hey, said
Reverend Stegen, you cannot go and call the police. And you know, when you are young and people come and they give you advice and this and that, but you know, if you have a leader who is willing to be advised.
What are you doing?
At that time, someone said, you know, she has not yet brought back the cloth that you gave to each other, saying that you are for each other, but she has not yet brought it back and made right and parted that way. And he understood that. And it remained with him. Testified, she sang, but she did not go back to that man and say, I have gotten converted. I am parting from that. And that's why he could take her, and that's where he kept her. And that is salvation, when it is evident to all to see that you have accepted the Lord and your life has changed. If you come and you say, I was deceived. The way that I treated you was not right. It did this and this was wrong. And in the book of Luke, Gospel according to Luke, where Zacchaeus was in the tree, and the Lord said, you come down, I want to go to your house. Did not oppose the Lord Jesus. Say, oh, well, I've already seen you, I was in the tree. No, he was obedient. What is it like with you? Someone comes and advises you, helps you, and all you do is see the person. You don't see they're coming to help you. He listened and he came down. And the people complained. He has now going to be with sinners.
And
he stood up and said, my Lord. And there were people, witnesses, says, if I have stolen from anyone, I will repay them fourfold. And the Lord says, salvation has come.
The
time when you go and you make right to those whom you have treated badly or have spoken to badly, they will see that now salvation has come. Now all they see is you come to church and you don't miss any service. But they are waiting for you to come and say, you know, I apologize, I did this and this. They are waiting to see that salvation. Maybe they haven't seen it. Maybe your children, maybe your grandmother, your grandfather, that anger that you've had, they haven't yet seen that salvation.
As
we read in verse 11, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. It is God who trains us and teaches us what to do with this salvation. And when you receive salvation, you have a father and a counselor that teaches you and shows you this is now how you progress.
Manje usho kanjani ukuthi usindisiwe umusaphila lempilo.
How do you say that you are saved and you still live this life? Oh, you deceive yourself. If you say that you are saved and yet you live in sin, what is that? Where the Apostle Paul says, were you remain in sin so that grace can abound? No, it won't be. There are those whom Satan rides. Especially, it's like a saddle on their back, especially at night when they're about to, when they are sleeping in dreams. Where the demons come and they play around with you. Running to the cell phone where the demons play around with you and you are do things that are
defiled.
How can you say that you are saved and yet you still have evil dreams? When I was a young man, 14-15 years
old,
where Reverend Stegen taught Baba as he taught Timothy. See now, he had my brothers place the oranges on our ripe. And you see that the notches are also right.
He
says, even though it's fallen on the ground, don't you pick it up. Someone who sees you and have it in your hand will say you picked it from the tree. Sometimes he'll send you to the shop to go fetch bread. Now don't you go there and then you pick yourself a sweet and put it in your pocket. What would you say?
We all
say, well, doesn't he see that I'm already saved? I'm a Christian. I don't steal. But I thanked. I said, thank you.
Because
you'll take an empty bottle of beer, put water inside, and then drink it, but then someone else will say, see, you're drinking beer. To the one that has not yet been saved, needs salvation. And there were boys that were herding cattle as I come to an end. They heard a noise as they were herding the cattle. And they drew nigh. And there they saw a man in a hole. Where they saw this man in the ditch, and there he is crying out. And they were thinking. They looked for a rope. Said, grab onto this rope that we can get you out. And the boys, they tried to pull him up. Now he was too heavy. And when they looked down there, they saw, he on his back was lots of iron. He had metal things on his back. They said, now, Father, leave those things behind that you can come out. He said, these pieces of metal I will sell so that my children can get food. And they left him like that. And that's where he died. And we, every day, we get fed the Lord's word. To you, brethren, preachers, mothers, it is up to you whether you accept this word for it to do a work in your life.
Is kithina ukuthi siyalinqaka yini siyalemukela yini.
The word is thrown to us. It is up to us whether we catch and accept it.
Kodwa mangwa linqaka ungalibambi uyofela khona ezonweni zakho.
If you do not catch it, grab hold of it, you will die in your sin.
Uso fika la uNkulunkulu sabuswa inkanuko safuka sabuswa ulaka satshontsha afika kuthatha ungakasizakala.
You will be in bondage in this lust, in this anger, stealing, and you will not, Satan will grab you before you've received salvation.
Ngakho ungakaphenduki, phenduka ukuze ukwazi ukusizakala.
If you have not yet repented, repent so that you can be helped. Not that temptation will not come. Even Jesus, Satan came to tempt him. But he overcame. There are many that I tell this story, I would go with one of the missions cars. And I got to Stanga and I saw, oh, the tank is full. And a voice came, now go to Durban so you can greet your daughter. And I said, Satan, I will not do that.
Do
you hear the temptations are there?
And
What if I would get to Durban, I would have an accident, the car would roll, or there would be a breakdown. Everyone knows that I'm supposed to be in Stanga, but it's in Durban. I said, Satan, I won't do it. When I met up with an old Nkosi there, Mapumulo, he was walking by foot. I'm reminded of this. Reverend Stegen said that I should share it with the church. It's come to me now. When we got to Kwamkhosa, it's just around the corner where you were supposed to climb off. And I said, Dabezita, Nkosi, allow me to please take you and drop you off at home. And he said to me, and he said, you know what, Reverend Stegen doesn't know that. We had actually just arrived here in 1971-72. He says, no, you drop me off right here. And I was frightened. But now I've been instructed by the Nkosi. And I thought it was respectful. I would take him home, and when I got back, I would say, you know what? I've dropped off the Nkosi. And then Reverend Stegen said, that Nkosi is to be respected. The church must know that.
Ushukuthi ilingo zingafika kodwa khona lapho umune unendlebe ebukhali uzobona ukusathaneke lo.
Temptations will come, but if you have a sharp ear, you will see this is Satan.
Uthwa hey ivule manje cellphone ubuke lokho. Ivule manje computer uzobuke lethu.
And suddenly you get an urge. Let me open this site on the cell phone or go onto the computer, and you say, no, Satan, I will not do it.
And
the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, you should pray. Now, fathers, boys and girls, take note that you pray that you do not lead into temptation. Salvation is not hidden. It is open.
Temptation is not hidden. It is open.
It is not covered up. It is not hidden. It is open for us all to see that salvation is for us. For how long will you remain in your sin? There are those that say, yes, this one believes, but has not yet been helped.
65 years, 75 years, 50 or so now,
you're 65, maybe 75, or 50 years old, but help hasn't come to you yet. What demons are playing around with you? May you cry out like that blind man, son of David, have mercy on me so that you, your eyes are opened. Not that you say you are saved and yet you wallow in your sin. Those who drink, those who smoked with you, they are still waiting for you. Those who did evil, you go and you go and you cut. You cut that string.
We thank the Lord for his word.
May
salvation be experienced by you.
What you've heard.
And may it be that it is said salvation has entered this home. Like
Zacchaeus.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you sent your only begotten Son that we can be saved to the uttermost. Now we pray that through your risen power, that salvation will even work today at this moment. That it can be said, salvation has come into this life, into this home. Because we've learned to say no to everything that is wrong, and that we've turned with all our hearts from that evil way.
Ngoba sesifundile ukuthi sithi cha kukho konke okubi na kukho konke ukungcola ngoba sesizwela.
So we pray as a week lies ahead.
Siyakhuleka ukuba njengoba sizoqala isonto elisha.
Lord, you taught us to watch and pray.
Usifundisile Nkosi ukuba silinde sikhuleke.
Guide us.
Siqondise.
By your Holy Spirit.
Ngaye umoya ongcwele.
Who grants life.
Who
will lead us into all truth.
He
who is able to show us between the wrong and the right. May your blessing now rest upon this word.
Amen. Amen.
It's your opportunity. Grab hold of that salvation.
Ithuba lakho ke nawe liba ibambisise lensindiso.